Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What is a deed? And what kind of a deed should you get for your rental investment? That's today's show. Let's dive into it. Hey, everyone. I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris.
And this is the Investing in Real Estate show. Our goal is to help you create financial intelligence through real estate investing. The vehicle that we use is buy and hold real estate, creating passive income and cash flow, also adding to our net worth, building great tax shelters. We teach you how to do all of that here on the show. So today we're going to talk about a deed. Let's talk about why that's important. What is a deed in the first place?
Indeed, we are going to talk about
that. I thought about that joke beforehand. I was like, I'm going to use indeed as a joke.
Look how proud I am of myself. Yeah. Okay, so a deed is just sort of the basic elements of when you buy a property. And we've been talking about this kind of thing lately. So I felt like, well, maybe we should sort of break it down, because a lot of times you buy a house, you get a big stack of documents, and inside of that is all kinds of gobbledygook that maybe you don't even know what's really in there. But once you sign off on your deed and the deed is recorded at the county, it is a record of the fact that you have ownership of that parcel, that property, right? So if there were any kind of, say, dispute over who owns the property, a deed is your record of ownership. It says that you actually own this place, you went to the title company, you signed, you gave money in order to buy it. Now, there are two types of deeds, and it's important to know the difference because they're used differently by investors.
So let's just first say that when you purchase a rental property, for instance, if I buy one of my properties in Michigan, or I buy one in Indianapolis, or I buy one in Ohio or Pennsylvania, that is recorded at the county. Now, you know how county bureaucracies can be, right? And how slow moving, like molasses, they can be. We bought a couple of properties where we had to call up the county. I think it was in North Carolina.
Many times.
Yeah. Like, hey,
where's our deed?
And it has nothing to do with the title company. I mean, it's literally the county and how slow they are. I remember our first two properties we bought in Michigan, it was like 6 months before we got the deeds in the mail.
Right.
You're like, hey, look, we're official. I was like, oh my God, I forgot about those.
Now, a lot of times the title company will email you now the copy of the deed, but you want the one that's raised with a stamp that says that the county actually has it on recording.
So typically you can call the county recorder's office, and usually you have to wait like a month or two for them to process it. But that would be the office that would put it in the mail to you.
Now, on any given parcel of land, let's talk about like the parcel of land we're sitting on, right? Mm-hmm. The county will have a record of who has owned it from the time it became sort of zoned for whatever use until now, right? And so
most of the time. So going back even like 100 years,
right?
Most of the time. That's why a title company will do a title search. And they'll try to track it back many generations. Most of the time, they can pull that off.
Now, if I want to sell this piece of land to you, what I offer you is a deed. It says that I am transferring ownership to you. Now, there are two main ways to do that. You can do what's called a grant deed or a warranty deed, or you can do what's called a quitclaim deed. And they both have their own uses, so we'll talk about it. Now, if you're buying a house that you are living in and you intend to keep forever, what you really, really want is a grant deed or a warranty deed, because it says that I am giving you this property and I guarantee that I have ownership of this property to give to you. Right?
Right.
So what the title company will do is what's called a title search. They'll go back and say, okay, yes, this person owned it, then this person owned it, then this person owned it. And then Natalie eventually owned it. And she can then, in fact, sell it to Clayton. Right? And the title company will sell you an insurance policy saying, we did the historical work. We are pretty sure that Natalie can sell this to Clayton, and we issue an insurance policy where if for some reason it wasn't hers to sell and we didn't see that, then we'll help you figure it out, right? That's what your title insurance policy is.
Right. And so there's many situations. I know when I was doing a lot of wholesaling in the state of New Jersey, I came across, remember that one property in East Orange where like the brother was like, yeah, I'm going to sell this property. I'm like, okay, great. I'll take it off your hands. It needed like $100,000 worth of work. Mm-hmm. And you know, he thought he had full ability to sell the house.
Uh-huh.
Well, when the title company ran the title search, they saw his name, but they also saw his brother's name.
Oh, right. I do.
And his brother had equal ownership of the property and would have to sign off on the sale. Well, it turns out they hate each other. They haven't talked to each other in like 9 years. He was an alcoholic. He's like, oh, no. He's like, I'll just sign for it. I just signed for it. I'm like, you understand, we cannot close on this property
right.
until both of you sign the purchase agreement or for the closing. You can't do it with one person.
Right. In a recent episode, we talked about how if there were ever any dispute of ownership of something, because say that guy did sell to you,
right.
and then the brother came along and said, well, no, I actually own half the value of this land, then you'd have to go to court. And the court would look at what's called the muniments, which is just like the pieces of data that prove who owns the property, who has the rights to it. So your deed is your most important muniment, right? So a warranty deed is something that's been researched. The title company knows what they're getting involved in. They'll issue an insurance policy against the fact that they have actually authorized this transaction. Now, different type of deed is called a quitclaim deed. Have you ever heard the expression, if you believe that, I have a bridge to sell you?
Right, of course.
So do you know what that comes from?
No.
It actually comes from the quitclaim deed. That's
really?
What that expression is from, because the quitclaim deed says that I deed my rights to this property to you. There is no guarantee that I ever had a right to this property to sell it in the first place. So there used to be a scam back in New York in like the 20s and 30s where people would sell off pieces of Brooklyn Bridge, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Where people would sell off pieces of the Brooklyn Bridge. And these people who were selling this
had
no actual right to it. So I can deed you anything. Like I can deed you that house over there by a quitclaim deed. I can deed you that house over there by a quitclaim deed. It's not guaranteeing that I ever had ownership of that to sell you in the first place.
But of course you can do, and you know, title companies will do a basic search to see that yes, you in fact have your name is on the parcel.
Right.
You are registered at the county. But them going any deeper than that, like looking for a long lost relative or going back 10 years, they're not going
right.
It wouldn't arise to that.
They will do that because they're involved in this transaction, right? But if they actually did any of the research, it would cost you a lot more. So why do people use a quitclaim deed? Well, sometimes you do it because maybe you own a piece of property and you want to transfer it into a different LLC that you own, and you don't want to pay the full costs of the title company to do the title search.
We've done a lot of quitclaim deeds.
Right. So we'll quitclaim deed it from this LLC to that LLC.
Because we know
fine.
We own it.
Right. And
right.
we already had like a warranty deed on
right.
the first purchase, right? The problem with doing that, if you're an investor, is that when you bought it for the first time, the title company gave you an insurance policy that the deed that they gave you is a good one. It's a warranty or a grant deed. Well, when you quit claim it into another LLC, that insurance policy is null and void. The insurance policy is only on that transaction, not the new one.
Mm.
So you better be pretty sure that you own it now in order to quit claim it over. But it's a great way to, I mean, a quit claim deed sometimes costs as little as $150.
Today's episode is brought to you by eHarmony. You know, online dating doesn't have to be hard. And of course, that's the world we're living in right now, where people just have like lazy text conversations after a date, dead-end conversations, things never go anywhere, random matches that don't turn into dates. That's kind of how most dating sites work. That is not how eHarmony works. They match real people. Real people. Imagine that. And that's how it works at eHarmony. You know, you'd never thought you'd meet somebody so compatible online. And that's how eHarmony is structured to work. They take steps that other dating sites simply don't in order to find you a more compatible match. They're built to help you find lasting, meaningful relationships, not some sort of like shallow hookup site. And they've helped over 1 million people find their perfect match. eHarmony uses decades of science, data, and psychological research to send you the right matches as well. And it was one of the number one most trusted dating sites or apps in a 2018 survey of thousands of singles. They found that eHarmony was the best. It was the best. And you can get right now 3 month subscription, a free month with your 3 month subscription by just entering the code INVESTING in checkout. So just go to eHarmony.com and you'll get that free month by just using that code INVESTING. And I'm not going to say I have a family member who used eHarmony to find some love. Yes, I won't call that person out because I don't want to embarrass that person. But the proof is in the pudding. She was getting so frustrated with the online dating, not meeting the right person, and actually went to eHarmony and found an amazing connection. So stop waiting. Start your journey to a satisfying, meaningful relationship today. It can be fun to play around with online dating apps, but when you're ready to fall in love with someone and have a meaningful relationship, there's only one app that's built to bring you real love, eHarmony. So come see how eHarmony can change your life. Go to eHarmony.com, get started, enter my code. It's INVESTING at checkout. And get that free month. Thanks, eHarmony. We've done it. So when we first bought our first round of properties, I think we bought them in our own name, right? And so then we transferred, we did a quick claim deed from our own name to our LLC. You'll have it all the time where people will have like, you know, your own LLC and then quick claim deed it to another LLC, which we've done multiple times.
Exactly right. Now, also, we saw the quick claim deed used a lot in the mortgage crisis of 2008-2009, mostly because these loans were being put on properties and the banking practices were atrocious. The banks couldn't even like pull back the onion enough to know like who had bought it when. So they tried to sell them, you know, at auction. So the banks sold them. They had no way to even know like where that mortgage had come from. They had no way to know who they bought it for. Some people were just like leaving their properties. So they were quick claim deed these properties at, you know, to new buyers, left and right. It got so bad that in 2009, there were, banks that would no longer, title companies that would no longer issue title insurance to two major banks because it was so bad.
Was it Countrywide? No,
I don't know who it was, but, I'm sure I could look it up. So, you know, title from 2008 on is always going to be a little contentious because that mortgage crisis sent us in a tailspin that we are still cleaning up after 10 years later. So when you see something like a quick claim deed from a bank, you might want to be like, wait a minute, and just see, you know, what's behind that curtain.
Right. Yeah. And so, but this is important for taking ownership of property and then going forward and making sure that you have your ducks in a row. And oftentimes the beauty of a quick claim deed also will not trigger a due on sale clause. Now, this is something that Garrett Sutton talks about. So for instance, let's say you buy a piece of property and you've got a loan on that piece of property. You buy it under the name John Smith. You are John Smith as the person. And then you have a 30-year loan. You can then quit claim deed that property over to an LLC that you set up for that property. And because it's not a technical sale, like a lot of family members will do quit claim deeds to other family members, and you can do it for as little as, you know, a dollar, really. So you can quit claim deed property over, and it will not trigger that due on sale clause. Garrett Sutton, in an interview with us on our podcast, the attorney for Robert Kiyosaki, talks about that exact process.
Right. So again, you know, you just want to make sure, like when we see a deal from a wholesaler that maybe we have never worked with before, and they're like, oh, we'd like to give you this, you know, sell you this deal I got off market, and they bought it themselves. I'm like, well, I want to see a warranty deed or a grant deed. I don't want to see a quitclaim deed because I'm not sure you ever had it to sell to me. right?
Right.
Now, in the effect, like, if I did give you a quick claim deed to the Golden Gate Bridge, right? And then we found out that I was a Rockefeller by blood, like the sole heir or whatever. And I had already deeded whatever interest I may have in the property, not with no onus of proof that I actually did, right? So for an investor, again, if you're moving it around or you're working with someone you trust, like there are reasons to do it. It's certainly much cheaper. But especially for your primary residence, you don't want a quick claim deed, right?
And so what's a grant deed then?
A grant deed is a warranty deed. So there's okay. just those two, right? Gotcha. Quick claim deed is just like whatever interest I may have, I sell to you. A warranty deed or a grant deed means same that thing. The onus of proof is on me that I actually own this property to sell to you. The title insurance company has verified that, and there is a title insurance policy that comes with it.
Good, good. Maybe we should do a whole episode on title insurance policies and what those cover. I think that'd be a good episode to do.
I'm not even sure. I need to read a book about it because...
Well, no, we should have on somebody from a title company to really dive deep into what title insurance does cover for people.
Yeah, would be great.
Because we get it sometimes, you know, on certain properties, and then other times we don't have it. And you're like, okay, what does that exactly cover? I mean...
Where's the title policy? You don't have one.
Yeah, you don't have one.
Okay, all right.
So that's a look at deeds. Any final thoughts on deeds?
Indeed, I do not.
Indeed, you don't.
No.
That's the Investing in Real Estate show for today. Thank you so much for subscribing. If you want, we've got a ton of great resources over on our website, by the way. So just come on over to morrisinvest.com. We've got a ton of great blog posts up there, past episodes, a lot of resources and free downloads for you to take away from as well. So come on over, visit us at morrisinvest.com. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor because it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.